Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Today's National Cheeseburger Day.
That's exciting.
For me, it is. I've been like thinking about nothing but a cheeseburger since 6 a.m. when I read that. It's also Rice Krispie Treat Day.
Oh, and I'm more excited about that.
You are?
Yeah.
I'm equally as excited about both.
Do you know the strangest thing with Rice Krispie Treats? If I buy them at the store, it's okay. But our vending machine has amazing Rice Krispie Treats. And I don't know what is different about it besides the fact it's bigger and it's softer. I don't know.
It is pretty soft, the ones in our vending machine.
They seem like super fresh.
Yeah.
Whereas the one when I buy at the store is hard and...
You mean the one that's like wrapped and you can see it? Because the ones that we have in the vending machine come like with the official logoed wrap.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about the ones that I buy in a box.
I think Starbucks has the best ones, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Those are always soft.
Mm.
I don't like a soft Rice Krispie treat. My mom makes them homemade.
No, beautiful. Yeah, she sent really it down. Today's the day.
Yeah, we can ask. Yeah. I mean, I did win Charlotte's 30 Under 30 with Charlotte Agenda. Maybe she should reward us with Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah, maybe she can make them in the shape of a 30.
Yes.
Yeah.
30s.
So where were you thrown out of? 704-570-9595. Maybe it's a restaurant like this German triathlete that was banned from an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant after he reportedly ate nearly 100 dishes. The Ironman competitor went to a sushi place and paid $15 in German, $19 American, for as much Japanese food as he could eat. The former bodybuilder sat down at his table and started eating, allegedly managing to put away almost 100 servings, the equivalent of 5 people.
Wow.
Each plate is believed to have 2 or 3 pieces of sushi on it. The restaurant owner said he eats for 5 people. That's not normal. So we banned him and threw him out of the restaurant because he had abused the all-you-can-eat rules.
Wow.
So we ask you, what were you thrown out of? 704-570-9595. I know a lot of people that are MRL show family members are like, okay, Manny, go ahead. Yep. What did you do?
Have you ever been thrown out of somewhere?
I have, but I'll let someone else on the show step up and go first if he or she would like to.
Yeah, I'll kick things off. I may or may not have been kicked out of, should I say the name of the place?
Sure.
Cinnabar in Arboretum.
What's Cinnabar?
It's a movie theater that there's a bar in.
Uh-huh.
And my girlfriend and I, we were going to the movies and we were really early. So we wanted to sit at the bar first and have a couple drinks. Well, I had just flown back, shocker, from Fort Lauderdale. And my ID was in my travel bag and I didn't have it with me. And they asked me for ID at the bar. And I told them I didn't have it. Well, I guess I was like badgering the bartender at that point. I was like, come on. Like, I'm 32 years old at that point. Like, yeah. I'll tell you my birthday. Like, can I show you my Facebook page? And I guess I was annoying him. So the manager came over and asked me to leave the bar.
Whoa.
And go straight into the movie. But at that point, I was so mad. I was like, no. I was like, if I can't drink here, I want refunded for my tickets. We'll go somewhere else.
Did you get your refund?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
The movie hadn't started yet.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah, I got kicked out of a Denny's once.
For what?
Well, I had some drinks, and you know, after a night, you go to Denny's to maybe to sober up some. And you remember back when table football was a thing?
Yeah.
Remember when that?
Yeah, you kicked the paper or the napkin.
So somehow we were playing with the little sugar packets on the table at Denny's, and I don't know how it escalated to us flicking things at other people and using all the things on our table to play games with.
Mm-hmm.
But it started annoying people, and they said, hey, stop it. And I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. We're just having fun. Meanwhile, I am intoxicated. And then so they kicked us out, and so I may have pushed all the stuff that was on the table into the floor and left.
That
is dramatic.
I was so angry. I was like, fine. If I can't be at Denny's, they had to just shove it all into the floor.
Then you come back
out
and you're like, I forgot my wallet.
Yeah.
I don't want to do mine now because mine had handcuffs involved.
What?
Ewan, what happened?
Yeah.
Well, Ryan and Charlotte kind of has a similar story. Ryan?
Oh,
she jumped on with Ryan.
On the phone.
Can we talk
Ryan.
To Ryan? Is he good?
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Ryan. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, buddy. Okay, so tell everyone what happened to you. Where'd you get thrown out of?
I got thrown out of the Philadelphia Eagles stadium.
And I got thrown out of the Meadowlands stadium watching a Jet game.
Okay.
So I'll piggyback on Ryan's story. Go ahead. What did you do?
So I got thrown out for fan code of conduct. We're coming up the escalator, getting ready to go into the game before kickoff. And a buddy of mine sees a guy walking in the opposing jersey. So, you know, immediately we're getting ready to attack him. And my buddy uses the word a-hole.
Oh.
And as we all start chiming in, the next thing you know, I have 10 undercover cops around me getting ready to put me in handcuffs.
Whoa. Undercover cops? A-hole. I didn't even realize there were undercover cops at games.
Oh, Philadelphia. Ryan is one of 75,000 Eagle fans that are brutal. Roy, they booed Santa Claus off the field once.
Why?
Remember that, Ryan? What did Santa Claus do?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Ryan and the rest of them booed Santa Claus off the field.
I don't know if I'd be able to handle
boo
that.
Santa.
Michael Irvin, who was a Cowboys player. This is a famous story. Ryan, why don't you tell Roy what you guys did to him?
Ah, well, when he got hurt, we cheered for him as he was getting carried off the field.
Yeah, they're brutal.
Well, they're
Eagles fans. Are you now a Panther fan? Have you traded your allegiance to the Panthers?
I have not, but, you know, I did just go to the Dallas Panthers game so that I could go and heckle all the Dallas fans on behalf of the Panthers.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Ryan, then you are the one of the people that I was kind of scared of because the Cowboy players were praying towards the field near us, and everybody was, like, screaming at him. I'm like, he's trying to pray. Can you let the guy get a prayer out?
He was probably Holy praying cow. Because people Thanks, were yelling Ryan. At him.
I felt so bad for the football player.
All right. We got more people on hold. Erica, Nick, our buddy Josh in Lancaster's on hold. You guys hang tight. I'll share my story similar to Ryan's. I got code of conduct, handcuffed, Jet Stadium. It's pretty embarrassing. I'll tell you what I did, and we want to hear your story. What were you thrown out of? What were you banned from? 704-570-9595. I cannot believe that I am the father of a 5-year-old who goes to kindergarten. I have to tell a story about being handcuffed. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
The 5 seconds of summer ultimate concert experience could be yours in the next 15 minutes. Make sure you're listening to the MRL show.
So when did you get kicked out of something?
Okay.
Maybe you got handcuffed.
Yeah, just like Ryan, who we just spoke with, who was at the Eagle Stadium and got handcuffed for code of conduct, breaking the fan code of conduct. I did the same at Giant Stadium, Roy. The Jets played at Giant Stadium. They shared a stadium years ago in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
So I was young. I was in college. And the Jets were so bad a lot of the time that, like, we didn't want to watch the game anymore. So we were all the way at the top of the stadium. We sat in the 300 section. And it wasn't just me. It was a lot of people. We used to have, like, these spiral kind of corkscrew or,
walkways.
That round up, Roy, so that, you know, people don't have to take the escalator. You could walk up
in a circle. They're called helix, but yeah.
Okay. And they were hollow in the middle.
Okay.
So what we would do is there would be people down below. What we would do, me and other people, would throw money into the middle of this pit that was surrounded by chain link fence.
Okay.
And the people, the kids and everybody down below would look up at you and they would be tempted to go get the money. So we would throw in dollar bills. We'd be like, that's a 20. Go get it.
You're so dumb.
And when they would jump over the fence, we would whip beers and hot dogs.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I've got a bone to pick with you, Jets fan, because when I was a Dolphins cheerleader, you guys were the only team that would throw bottles and bottle caps on the field, and that is now why we do not allow. We take your bottle caps from you at Hard Rock Stadium.
I wasn't even there.
But
this wasn't my idea.
Clearly, it's a Jets thing.
Well, I was so dumb. I went last. I threw a soda down at the kid, missed horrendously, and got picked up from behind. Now, they put you in handcuffs as they walk you out.
Whoa, that's
so cool street. That's right. Embarrassing. I was going to say cool street cred. I was walking. I was like, that's right. That's right. I'll fight for the Jets.
And I'll do it again.
And I was like, if the team was better, I'd be watching the game. Let go of me. Anyway, they handcuff you and they let you out of the building. And they say, you know, we'll see you, you know, 2 weeks. Don't do this again.
Huh. Whoa, that's it?
Yeah, that was it.
Slap on the wrist, huh?
Yeah, but I mean, 5 of us got busted.
Okay.
So it was funny, though. Get the money. Get the money.
Did it take a police to the wall to get up to the top?
It wasn't even the security.
Oh, okay.
The yellow jackets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's bring in our buddy Josh from Lancaster. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo, how are you, man? Long time no talk. How are things in Lancaster after the storm?
It's a mess, man. It's a mess.
You working hard?
Yes, pretty much, yes. Cleaning up trees and stuff like that. It's got to be cleaned up out the roads and the sideways and everything. It's just something that's got to be done, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Be careful. Be safe.
Definitely. Give you a laugh this morning. Buddy of mine that works with me, he's got a little brother that went to work at a tire shop down here in Lancaster. And the first day on the job, he told me he said, go buy new tires for me and, you know, just give him a hard time. So I go over and I talk to the guy and I tell him what size I need. He's like, all right, what tire you need? And I said, well, I need the tires with the most tread. He goes, well, what do you mean the most tread? I said, well, normally a good salesman will count the treads on the tire and tell me how many's on there, and I'll tell you if I want to buy it or not. So this boy gets this tire down and starts counting the treads. And the manager comes around the corner. He goes, what are you doing? He says, I'm being a good salesman. I'm telling him how many treads is on the tire. He's like, what? No, you don't do that. Get out of here. Go find somewhere else. Get your tires.
That's funny stuff, Josh. Thanks, dude. Thrown out of a tire shop.
Erica in Albemarle, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Hey. Where did you get thrown out of?
Whenever I was in high school, my brother, he wrestled for West Family, and we had a match at Mount Pleasant High School. And for whatever reason, they had both teams sitting on the same, like, bleachers, the fans sitting on the same bleachers, and we happened to have some Mount Pleasant fans behind us, and they were saying some pretty ugly things, and I had a young cousin with me, and she got scared. So I turned around and said something to the family that was behind us. And then my mom stood up and was like, you want to take this outside? So then my daddy stood up,
Mom,
and was about to get into it with them.
Whoa.
And we all got escorted out of a high school wrestling match. The cops came and made sure that we left the premises. So,
wow.
Yeah, we can't go back to Mount Pleasant.
How did the wrestling match turn out? In your favor?
Well, my brother won his match. I don't know about everybody else, but it was kind of embarrassing for him because, you know, they're like, God, your family's crazy.
No, and you're not alone. Erica, how are things in Albemarle after the storm?
Actually, it flooded pretty bad up here in
that's
some
what we
areas.
Heard.
Yeah, there was a couple bridges washed out. Like, Rocky River, like, between Stanley and Anson was, like, really bad. Like, completely flooded out at that bridge.
Oh, man.
I don't know. It could be worse, though. Thankful for, you know, what we did get versus what we could have got.
Sure.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
All right, Erica. Thanks a lot. Say hi to everybody out there. We wish them the best, okay?
All right. Have a good morning.
You too. You too.
I guess a lot of people get thrown out of places for falling asleep because we're getting a ton of text messages.
Really?
Yeah, 704. I don't know if she wants me to say her name. She put it in the text message, though. Amber from Monroe, she said she got thrown out of a bar in Mississippi for falling asleep. And then 980 said apparently you're not allowed to fall asleep in Steak and Shake. I was kicked out for that.
Yeah, I mean, the restaurants aren't beds. I mean, yeah.
You
get kicked out for falling asleep.
Not a hotel room.
Nick and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, man, where'd you get kicked out of?
There's an American Legion in Monroe. And
That's where
I can go.
That's where, like, war veterans go and stuff.
Yeah.
So what would you do?
And I'm prior Marine, and this dude's like Vietnam Navy.
Okay.
Oh, God.
And he's hammered.
Okay.
And I'm like two Jack and Cokes in. It's me, my old Army buddy, Mama. We call him Mama Duck, and my mom with me. Now, it's Memorial Day. We got a cookout and whatnot. And this dude looks at me, sees my Marine tattoo, grabs my halfway sideways hat, and just starts racking my head like a dog and saying, man, God bless the Marine. I'm like, yeah, he got pinned against the wall. My buddy caught my arm, and he picked me up and carried me up.
He just got a little too rough with you.
I'm cool. You can sit there and talk all the junk in the world you want. But when you grab the hat on my head and pull it down over my nose, start shaking my head side to side, that's a no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are you banned from that place now, or are you allowed to go back to the American Legion?
Nah, I'm done. I wasn't even there an hour. I really wasn't even there an hour. I got two drinks. And I sat there, looked over at my buddy, and next thing I know, this dude's like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, oh.
Right, thanks, Nick. And thanks for your service, bud. We appreciate that. You know that. There you go. There's right. Nick.
Perfect.